Jessica. This is Jessica again on the airwaves. I'm so much delighted to be with you, or I'm so much delighted that you've tuned in to listen to the word of the Lord. So today, what I have from the Lord is from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 30 to 31. So this verse has been ringing on my mind every time that I wake up, every time that I'm doing anything else, whether it's walking or doing something in the house. I'm always thinking about this verse. So this verse has a meaning to me in the everyday life that I am facing. So whenever I wake up each morning, or whenever I'm going to sleep, I always tell myself about the book of Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 30 to 31. In our lives today, there are so many youths, and I believe that maybe it's you that I'm talking to today, or the Lord is speaking to you through me today concerning Isaiah from verse 40 to 30. So the Bible says that even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So that particular verse has really touched me since the new year began, since 2021 began. So as a youth, or as youths, it may be that you're facing a lot of, you know, different challenges, be it in your career, be it in your family, you're starting a family, be it you're building a company, you're starting a new company, be it that you've just moved from, you've relocated from one place to another because of your job or because of something just, you know, there is always something happening in the life of a youth, and sometimes you can grow weary from the things that are happening around you or happening within you. Maybe you're that mother, a new mother, or a mother of a toddler, and you know, or you're that you have a big family, or even just a small family, and you're running different, say you're running different schedules at the same time. Maybe you have to go to work, you have to balance housework and house chores, you have to balance taking care of your kids, you have to balance, you know, family time and housework. You know, there are a lot of things that a youth can go through. Sometimes you can grow weary, sometimes you can imagine, okay, you can just find yourself giving up and asking yourself several questions like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this all the time? Why me all the time? Why do I have to do this? But you know, at the end of the day, there is always a benefit for you doing that. At the end of the day, there is always a reward for doing that, because you're blessed. Blessed are you who is able to wake up in the morning and do something with your own hands and not just sleep. Because the Bible says that when you sleep, when you're lazy, poverty is going to strike you. So you rather keep yourself busy so that poverty may not strike you. And you know, the Bible says that, okay, people say that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Indeed, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So when you keep yourself busy doing something, busy doing house chores, busy going to work, busy starting your own company, busy doing your own projects, you know, busy, you know, getting that degree that you've always wanted to get, or that diploma, or that master's, or that PhD, busy, you're always busy as that be, you are blessed. And you know, thank God for that situation, because a time will come when you will be so tired to do anything, when you will have grown weary and your time will be over. It is in your youth that you have the strength to do that, and it is a season of life that God has put in your life that you have to go through. I mean, it's growth. You have to grow at such a time. So in your growth, you may encounter a lot of things. You may encounter positivity and negativity. You may encounter positive criticism and negative criticism. But what do you do with whatever you encounter? Usually it's your attitude towards what you encounter. But the Bible encourages that no matter what you go through, no matter how weary you will become when you encounter all those things, no matter how tired and weak you will become, because at some point in your life, you will be so exhausted and so tired and so weak of just everything, of maybe going to some work that you don't like, or maybe you have to, you know, endure sitting with a boss in an office, a boss that you don't like, somebody who is so bossy, maybe so nosy. Maybe you have to endure a lot more, you know, working extra hours just to get a little more money. Or maybe just, you know, doing, if you're a mother, you're always doing things in the house to make sure that everybody is comfortable, to make sure that everybody is taken care of, things are in order. So you can get weary out of that. But the word tells us that even when you're weak and tired, even when you fall in exhaustion, even you as a youth, you can fall. It's not just the older people that, you know, they get tired. But as a youth, you may feel frustrated from the things that are happening in your life. You know, maybe you've been trying to, you know, apply for jobs, go for interviews, and nobody calls you after the interview. Maybe you're trying to, you know, build your career, and because of lack of school fees, you just get exhausted out of it all. Or yeah, maybe you're looking for that bursary, that, you know, the student loan, but you're not able to get it because of some reasons or another. But look at what the word says, that those who trust in the Lord will renew, will find new strength. You will soar high. You will soar high on wings like eagles. So an eagle is a bird that flies high and high in the skies. But even when it's high, it can still see because it has a good eyesight. So even when you grow weary, weak and tired, but if you trust in the Lord, you will find a new strength. And you will soar high on wings like eagle. And even when you run, you will not grow weary. And even when you walk, you will not faint. You know, sometimes, you know, there are different progresses that come in our life. Some progresses are slow. Maybe you're starting something new and you don't have capital, you know, to start it. And every step you make seems like you're not making a step. And it's a slow progress. It's like you just walking, literally walking step by step. But this is what the Bible says, that even if you walk in those little steps, you will not faint. You see? And sometimes life can take you so fast through ups and downs, through a lot of, you know, discouragement, disappointments that can really make you, you know, lose hope or lose faith. They take you so fast, and sometimes circumstances happen so fast that you don't even realize that time is gone. But the word says that even when you run, you will not grow weary, but only if you trust in the Lord. So feel encouraged, dear brother, dear sister, my dear listener. I hope that you will be blessed by this word, and I hope that the Lord will manifest himself in your life, and that the Lord will take care of your needs, and that the Lord will take care of your situation if you trust in him, and that the Lord will make you soar on high wings like the eagles. And even when you run, you know, you will not get weary, and when you walk, you will not faint. So feel encouraged today, and know that the Lord is with you, and you're blessed among many millions to be alive this day and to be listening to this word. So this is Jessica Mandela again. Feel blessed until next time you hear from me. Thank you so much.